Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. For several weeks now, opponents of the Oregon Measure 114 have been warning of a complete halt to gun sales starting on December the 8th, which is 2 days from today, when the measure's permit to purchase a firearm is set to take effect without the permitting system actually being in place, which, by the way, that is very problematic. Supporters of the measure have portrayed the critics as fearmongers, insisting that the permit would be ready to go on the 8th, despite the fact that neither the training requirements or even the permits themselves have been written and published, which is sort of paramount to any sort of implementation. As of late last Friday, the state of Oregon told a federal judge that Measure 114 shouldn't be put on hold by the courts but allowed to be enforced starting this Thursday. But then Sunday night something changed, and the state's attorney general made an amazing and stunning announcement. In a magnanimous gesture, the state is willing to put the permit requirement for gun purchases on hold for 2 months in order to give law enforcement time to set up the permitting system. In a letter to U.S. District Judge Karen Emmergut, who is hearing the lawsuit seeking to block 114 from becoming law, Attorney General Rosenblum said the state will seek a postponement of the permit requirement to give law enforcement officers more time to implement the new law. Postponing the permit requirement by approximately 2 months should give Oregon law enforcement time to have a fully functional permitting system in place. If Judge Emmergut agrees to the postponement, then starting in February, anyone who purchases a gun in Oregon will be required to have a permit, so said Rosenblum. So now the state admits that the permitting system isn't ready for prime time, but that means they've got another problem on their hands. The state is apparently powerless to stop enforcement of any measure of Measure 114 on its own. So the state is actually asking the courts to step in and halt enforcement for them. From the letter that the AG's office sent to the judge, the hearing last Friday addressed the first two types of challenge, the first in more depth than the second. But because neither Oregon Firearms nor Fitz Pat raised any claims based on whether Measure 114 could be implemented on December 8th, the third type of challenge was not addressed. Plaintiffs in Erie and as a party, however, have moved for provisional relief based on anticipated implementation difficulties. The state's response to these motions is due by 9 p.m. today. In his response, the state defendants will agree that implementation challenges require postponing implementation of one aspect of Measure 114. Specifically, the state agrees that the court should enter an order providing a limited window in which Oregonians will be able to purchase firearms even if they do not have a permit, while also allowing Oregonians to apply for and be issued permits. We intend to reach out to plaintiffs in Erie and as a party within the next day to discuss a proposed stipulation that allows this window. So, here you have backers of the measure that are now requesting the court step in and halt enforcement of their own gun control law, at least temporarily, allowing them to save face and giving them more time to hash out the particulars of their ill-conceived permitting scheme. Supporters of this have been lying about its impact from the get-go, portraying the measure as a valuable crime-fighting tool that would have zero impact on the ability of peaceful Oregonians to exercise their right to keep and bear arms. only days before the effective date of Measure 114. Are any backers now willing to acknowledge the reality that it could obliterate the ability to legally acquire a firearm? And as the Oregon Firearms Federation, one of the parties suing the state over the unconstitutionality of the measure's language, pointed out in an alert to the members there, even this latest legal move appears to be more of a head fake than anything else, given that the AG's filing maintains the state should be able to enforce its new magazine ban and even require potential gun owners to apply for a permit they can't yet receive. While this is a tacit admission that her chief lawyer, who assured the judge on Friday that the permit system would be operational by December 8th, was at very best transparently and comically deceitful, it doesn't actually address the problem. It is becoming abundantly clear to all that Measure 114 is a little more than an overturned outhouse dumped in the laps of law enforcement by the bigots at Lift Every Voice. However, this request by the Criminal Protection Syndicate that controls Oregon is not even a band-aid on the massive hemorrhaging the state is promoting. The Attorney General is still demanding that all other elements of this dumpster fire go into effect on the 8th of December. And as OFF's lawyer Leonard Williamson has pointed out, the AG is mistaken in that plaintiffs challenging the magazine ban are not affected by the request to postpone implementation of the permit to purchase system. Presently, OSP has 34,790 people waiting on the background checklist, waiting for a firearm that they have already paid for to clear the system. Some percentage of those sales of firearms are included as part of the sale standard capacity magazines, i.e. large capacity as they would call them. Like a Glock 19 comes with three 15-round magazines. Meaning if the ban on magazines takes effect on 12-8-22 and the permit system is suspended, the gun shop owners cannot allow the customer to leave with their standard capacity magazines and unlawful government taking of property without due process. Second, what the government is saying is that gun dealers may only sell guns with magazines that only hold 10 rounds, and that is a very small group of firearms. It is absurd to assume that gun dealers are going to remove the standard magazines that come with most modern firearms and dispose of them and hand their customers worthless firearms with no magazines. Judge Emmergut, who was appointed to the federal judiciary by Trump in 2019, could issue her decision on whether to grant an injunction blocking enforcement of some or all of Measure 114's provisions as early as today, though no matter which way her ruling goes, the losing side will undoubtedly appeal to the Ninth Circuit, an appellate court that has yet to declare any gun control law is considered since the Heller decision in 2008 to be a violation of the Second Amendment. They might, however, be willing to throw the state of Oregon a bone since its defendants of Measure 114 that are now calling for a pause before beginning enforcement of the permit to purchase mandate. Now, I'll admit that there's a part of me that would like to see the federal judiciary reject Oregon's request so that Measure 114 can be implemented and all of the chaotic and unconstitutional infringements will be readily apparent to both opponents and supporters alike. But it's not worth the violations of the rights of Oregonian residents, especially since many supporters aren't going to change their mind, no matter how much of a cluster enforcement of the gun control measure becomes. So instead of going along with Oregon's request, she could simply declare that Measure 114 as written is likely to violate the Second Amendment rights. State can still work out the details of its permit to purchase mandate on the off chance that the new permit is upheld, but the Second Amendment rights of Oregonians to keep and bear arms would be left intact in the interim, to include high-capacity magazines. This is quite the mess. It really is quite the mess. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Much of today's topics, the hot topics in the general sphere out there, involve the Musk disclosure of the details of the Twitter censorship of the New York Post article about Hunter Biden's laptop. And I look at the New York Post. I looked at the article. So why on earth would I then pay any attention to Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, or any other social network to disbelieve what I read with my own two eyes? Which becomes the big question for me. Now, the case is being made that the censorship of this article was done to impact the 2020 election in favor of Joe Biden. And if that is indeed what has occurred, this means that many American voters are low IQ, low info, easily impressionable cretins who have lost all ability to think for themselves without the influence of influencers. Now, when I first started the vote, the law required, it required me to be 18. And it made sense because 18-year-olds were drafted, We had to sign up for selective service. The problem, I think, as I see it, is that we decided to educate them. We forgot to educate them coherently, and now Generation Z seems to be under the influence of influencers. And so the question becomes, who is influencing the influencers? These so-called influencers are young. Some are good-looking. They're beautiful. They have hundreds of thousands of followers, so sponsors recruit them to sell their products on various sites like Instagram and Facebook and TikTok. They're called influencers, but for the life of me, I can't imagine why. Now, Andrew Breitbart knew why, and he wrote about him in his book. He wrote, when the Soviet Union disintegrated, the battle simply took a different form. Instead of missiles, the new weapon was language and education, and the international left had successfully constructed a global infrastructure to get its message out. Schools, newspapers, network news, art, music, film, television. For decades, the left understood the importance of education, art, and messaging. Oprah Winfrey gets it. David Geffen gets it. Bono gets it. Obama got it. Even Corey Feldman gets it. But the right doesn't. For decades, the right felt the Pentagon and the political class and the simple good, common sense could win the day. And they were wrong. The left does not win its battles at debate. It doesn't have to. In the 21st century, media is everything. The left wins because it controls the narrative. And the narrative is controlled by the media. And the left is the media. Narrative is everything. I call it the Democrat media complex, and I am at war to gain back control of the American narrative. Unfortunately, young Mr. Breitbart, he dropped dead on the street at 43 years old before he could make a big bombshell news announcement. He had been an enemy of the left and had destroyed ACORN, a radical socialist organization that, with Obama's recommendation, had been groomed to secure billions for handling the 2010 census gig. His next target was the mainstream media networks until the supposedly healthy, robust young Tea Party supporter died suddenly of a heart attack. While Breitbart does have his disciples still doing what they can to capture the narrative from the left with the unvarnished truth, it is exceedingly difficult to do because the left has billions in its war chest and 2,000 mules to do the dirty work. And there's not much someone like me can do except preach to the choir and hope the choir can spread the word. I don't have billions. You know, you can send a few dollars to sites that want to take back control of the American narrative. You can give directly to MAGA candidates for office. I don't actually recommend donating to the GOP until they get rid of the McConnell and the other never Trumps. I also heartily recommend you buy Andrew Breitbart's book. It'll scare you. It might wake you up. But to despair is to give in to evil, so I urge all not to fall for that trap, but continue to pray. Here's the thing. We have lost something with all of our advancements. You know, I can walk around. I walk around with a tablet. that I use for little more than playing video games, but it has more computing power at the than NASA had at the time to send men to the moon. We have lost sight of the fact of how advanced we really are. And along the way, we've also lost this ability to sit back and think on our own, to inquisitively seek knowledge. As an old friend told me yesterday, to hunger for knowledge, to hunger for the truth. We got to find that again. And this needs to become the norm. I mean, some of you already have it. Some of you are, or as a matter of fact, I would go beyond that, and I would say all of you already have it. But like I said, we have got to get beyond the choir. It's nice to have the choir. All the music we make is so lovely, but influencers. I am a fan of a leftist. He is a story. I mean, he can tell a story like nobody's business. But his name is Casey Neistat, and he is a YouTuber. And he has had he's had some TV series on HBO before. He refers to himself as a filmmaker, and he has made a few things. He's shot a few documentaries here and there. So, yes, he is indeed a filmmaker. But he is also an influencer. And in 2016, he got out there, and he got paid, apparently, by the Clinton campaign to say that he was going to vote for Hillary Clinton in one of his YouTube videos. And he made the outrageous claims that she knew what to do. She knew what had to be done, E-I-E-I-O. I don't know why she would have known that. I don't know what experiences she had to know what needed to be done as the head of state. But he did that. And then he did it again in 2020 with Joe Biden. Now, once again, here we find a place where an influencer has not only got his influencees, but he's got people like me watching him that know how to separate, okay, this is entertaining and this is propaganda. Now, entertainment is one thing. Getting out there and trying to use your platform and people falling for it, that's another thing altogether. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The National Defense Authorization Act for 2023, which sets the military budget, has yet to pass Congress. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the bill put forth by Democrats has too much pork in it.
We're talking about a grab bag of miscellaneous pet priorities, like making our financial system more sympathetic to illegal drugs, or the phony partisan permitting reform in name-only language that's already failed to pass the Senate.
A private plane that crashed into power lines in Maryland was flying too low. The National Transportation Safety Board said in a new report the pilot was flying under 500 feet above sea level, and the tower it crashed into was 600 feet above sea level. The November 27th crash cut electricity to around 120,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. More than a month after Ethan Crumley, the 15-year-old who opened fire at Oxford High School in Michigan, killing four students and wounding others, pleaded guilty to 24 counts. Published reports in the Detroit Free Press say two whistleblowers are alleging school safety protocols weren't followed that could have prevented the tragedy. Now, in the aftermath of the November 30th, 2021 incident, Michigan lawmakers mounted an effort to pass restrictive gun control legislation, including a ban on magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. That seems to be the low-hanging fruit. Mother Jones is reporting that two former school district board members, identified as former President Tom Donnelly and former Treasurer Corey Bailey, told reporters they resigned in September, alleging stonewalling on the part of district officials and the district's legal counsel amid a flurry of pending civil lawsuits against the school district and several of its employees. Now, while the issue may be sorted out in court, the two are also asserting that the school district had adopted a threat assessment policy for preventing violence some 10 years ago, but that it was never used. It appears the policy was not used in Crumley's case, apparently because he could have been sent home just hours before the shooting, but after a meeting between school officials and Crumley's parents, who are also facing criminal charges, the teen killer was allowed to remain in school. In what can only be described as good investigative reporting, the Free Press reported Crumley should have been sent home under the Oxford School District's own threat assessment policy after he drew a picture depicting a gun and blood on his math homework sheet. But the New York Times reported that a law firm associated with the district's insurance carrier issued a statement insisting multiple staff members received threat assessment training before the November 30th tragedy, and that allegations by Donnelly and Bailey show a misunderstanding of the facts. Okay. So what are the facts? One day before the shooting, Crumley was reportedly caught researching bullets on his cell phone in class, according to the whistleblowers. He should have been sent home under the district's threat assessment policy, according to the Free Press. Crumley's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, who have pleaded not guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter, will go on trial next month. James Crumley bought the pistol for Ethan only a few days before the fatal attack on November 26, 2021. After the shooting, the parents went into hiding. They were finally arrested in a warehouse. On the day of the shooting, when school officials met with Crumley and his parents, he had a pistol in his backpack, but evidently nobody searched it, because if they had, they would have discovered the gun, and he likely would have been expelled. Another miss. As noted in the New York Times report, an alarming note was found on his desk. It said, "The thoughts won't stop. Help me." School officials met with Mr. Crumley and his parents, who resisted bringing him home. The shooting happened shortly thereafter. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, the vast majority of states generally prohibit firearms in K-12 schools. However, almost all make some exception to their laws. The NCSL has a list of states showing how their gun laws relating to guns on school campuses actually work. But it's against the law to have a handgun unless you're 21. It's against the law to kill someone, aside from having a gun on campus. And if this incident tells the authorities and the media anything, it's that Oxford High School provided one more example of a gun law failure. Mother Jones noted in its coverage, court documents and testimony made clear by last spring that Crumley gave off numerous warning signs for months before he opened fire. Yes, these guys are always on somebody's radar. They always are. And they almost always are ignored. This has become something of an expected pattern in mass shootings, especially those that occur in schools. And one of the things it always points out is that the gunmen always provide lots of warning signs. In Crumley's case, Mother Jones pointed to various threatening communications, including signals about suicide and thoughts about killing others. Had the school system been operating an adequate threat assessment program, it may very well have been possible to detect the danger and intervene before it was too late. Early next year, according to the New York Times, a security consulting firm called Guidepost Solutions is expected to release an initial report on its assessment of events surrounding the incident. But I can tell you this now, Oxford High School should never have happened. And we've never done anything about it. Getting out there and going after gun control in the wake of a school shooting is not the answer. It's never been the answer. It's never going to be the answer. Guns are the politically low-hanging fruit. Penalizing a law-abiding gun owner who had nothing to do with any of those tragedies creates the impression, no matter how misdirected and ineffective, that somebody's is trying to do something. And it's a strategy used by both local and state officials all the way up to Congress and the White House. And it provides cover for politicians and bureaucrats who don't actually have a real solution or who simply resist taking action that may be politically incorrect. The gun prohibition lobby and their allies in state and federal government invariably put forth their wish list of restrictive gun control proposals disguised as a solution to whatever gun-related crime leaps into the headlines, regardless of the fact that their suggestions are not even remotely connected to the facts. And in the process, the public loses sight of the need for accountability for the perpetrators, allowing instead for the gun control camp to spread the blame to every gun owner. And in the interim, nobody's any safer. Do you understand that? If you have a kid in school today, they're no safer now than they were prior to Columbine. After Columbine, and this is a contention I will stick with for the rest of my days, after Columbine, there should never have been another school shooting, another rampage killing incident. Now, going to school is a very tough proposition. You have cliques. Kids are very cruel to each other. You know, especially in high school where everybody's coming of age and, you know, the good-looking girls are really getting good-looking and the big boys are really getting big and the nerds are really becoming nerdy and all these other things are beginning to assert themselves to a higher degree than before middle school, before elementary school. And instead of getting in there and doing a little serious work, what we have in education today is, well, we have a lot of, we're having to fight back critical race theory. Bullying still apparently is a thing. Harassment still apparently is a thing. I don't know how much can or cannot be done about it, but I mean, we certainly can find the people that are being bullied or harassed and give them some outlet, get them out of that particular environment, put them somewhere where they can actually learn and exist. Or maybe we take the bully out of the out of that environment and stick him somewhere where he is not the bully, but he's the prey. There's a lot of things we could do. We don't do any of them. We don't do any of them. Somebody out there right now is gasping, put him where he's the prey. Bill, what are you saying? Well, yeah, a little dose of their own medicine always is educational, without a doubt. But, as I have digressed, once again, this crumbly kid, he slipped through the cracks. His parents enabled him to. His parents are liable. His parents are complicit in this one. This is one where we can look at this and say, yeah, undeniably. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We get this from Trends and Disparities in Firearm Fatalities in the United States, 1990 to 2021. More than 1 million Americans were killed by firearms from 1990 to 2021, and firearm deaths increased markedly during the pandemic, according to a study published Tuesday by the Journal of American Medical Association Network, titled Trends in... Yeah, I just told you. Firearm deaths reached their lowest point in 2004 and then increased by more than 45% by 2021, a 28-year high, study claims. Black males are most at risk for homicide, and white males over 70 have the highest suicide rate. The authors analyzed data from the Centers for Disease Control and used key statistics from the anti-gun group Brady United. That's not exactly unimpeachable, now is it? Despite the flaws, such a reliance on biased statistics and a lack of causal factors, the report has been embraced by the fake stream legacy media and has proliferated across the interwebs. And the author's conclusion was rather simple. This study found marked disparities in firearm fatality rates by demographic group, which increased over the past decade. These findings suggest that public health approaches to reduce firearm violence should consider underlying demographic and geographic trends and differences by intent. Study lead author Dr. Eric W. Fliegler of Harvard Medical School's Department of Pediatrics has written numerous anti-gun studies and editorials. Gun rights experts were quick to point out that there's a lot missing from his most recent work. Like Mark Oliva from the National Shooting Sports Foundation. He said, these figures are revealing for what the study doesn't speak about, that the sharp rise of deaths associated with the criminal use of firearms. We see that firearm ownership rose steadily through the time frame isolated by the study's authors, and deaths by firearms dropped through 2004, even as firearm ownership steadily grew. We have witnessed a marked increase of crime over the last several years, as been reported by the UCR from the FBI, but it wasn't included in this study's findings. And during that time of increased crime, we've also witnessed woke prosecutors that won't hold criminals to account for their crimes, no bail policies that have put criminals back into the streets within hours of committing crimes, and a denigration of law enforcement by election officials pushing policies to defund police. That was echoed just this weekend when Senator Chris Murphy threatened to strip local law enforcement of federal funds unless they adopted his gun control agenda. Crime is a law enforcement issue and must be addressed as such. And there is no you know, inoculation or remedial medication that prevents criminals from committing their heinous act. Or Dr. Bob Young of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. He's always good for some really good factoids. Anti-gun outlets love to report that gun deaths of whichever kind increase, let alone reach some kind new record relevant to other years. But the reason is a socially chaotic past 2 years, 2020 and 2021 with COVID, BLM protests and riots, increasing crime with soft DAs and police leaving the profession due to disrespect that those entail. And here's a usually anti-gun doctor researcher, Kliegler, who's trying to make a point that gun deaths over 32 years approach the great loss of life we've seen with COVID. The message is actually the reverse. Compared to illnesses, especially COVID, gun deaths are relatively insignificant. Then we have Amy Hunter, the spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, pointed out that soft-on-crime policy, not guns, were responsible for the deaths, a fact missing from the Kliegler report. Crime rates are soaring. We see that not only in news headlines, but also in neighborhoods where high crime and a lack of prosecutions has residents living in fear, she said. Furthermore, law enforcement is hamstrung by policies that favor criminals. Anyone serious about combating violence would advocate for prosecution of criminals. Adding another Biden or Bloomberg gun control law will not decrease the violence referenced in this study. And then there's Alan Gottlieb. It should come as no surprise to anyone that people living in large metros that historically have been controlled by Democrats who are legally prohibited from obtaining the best means to defend themselves are at risk for violence of any kind. So said Alan Gottlieb. Kliegler is a well-known and somewhat frustrated anti-gun researcher. Last month, he taught a faculty seminar at the University of Michigan titled Pediatric Firearm Injuries, the Role of Policy and Pediatricians. According to his bio at the University of Michigan's Institute for Firearm Injury Prevention, his research is focused on firearm injuries with a focus on epidemiology, risk factors, and the role of legislation in reducing firearm fatalities. His seminal research, this is according to his bio, I'm not saying this. His seminal research has been quoted by President Barack Obama and referenced by the Supreme Court as well as by numerous state legislatures. He is co-director of the social medicine course at Harvard Medical School and regularly lectures around the country. What is the social medicine course? What would that be? In 2013, he published another murky and inconclusive study, Firearm Legislation and Firearm-Related Fatalities in the United States. It concluded that a higher number of firearm laws in a state are associated with a lower rate of firearm fatalities in the state overall and for suicides and homicides individually. As our study could not determine cause and effect relationships, further studies are necessary to define the nature of this association. Now, notice, one thing to notice about this. What's one thing we keep hearing about? Oh, the Republicans will not let the CDC study gun violence. Well, lots of studies going on for gun violence. It doesn't take taxpayer dollars to do it. It never does. Never has. Time magazine cited Kliegler in a 2018 study titled Six Real Ways We Can Reduce Gun Violence in America. In that story, Kliegler castigated the 1996 Dickey Act, which stopped the CDC from using taxpayer dollars to promote gun control. He is quoted as saying the effect of the Dickey Amendment was beyond chilling. Some of this breathless prose that occurs with these guys all the time, when they're out there describing certain things, kills me. It was beyond chilling. Kliegler told the Times story, there are thousands of studies waiting to be performed, but you can't do them because of the money. Well, they're only talking about the CDC. Doc, they're only talking about the CDC. That's all. And they're only saying you can't use taxpayer dollars to fund these. So if it's all about the money, I guess you need to go see Mr. Bloomberg. No media outlet is too small for the good doctor to grant an interview. In 2015, Kliegler claimed gun-related injuries were driving up health care costs. These are not just problems for an individual, but also an incredible burden on our healthcare system. You know what else drives up healthcare costs? I mean, you can get out there and make this claim if you want to, Doc. You're falling on deaf ears with this one. When I was in the hospital with a heart attack, I looked at the itemized bill, and I was charged for things like toilet paper, a roll a day, during the days that I was confined to a bed and could not get up and couldn't get up and form a cognitive sentence because I was under so much medication. So there was nothing going on to where I needed toilet paper. And yet I got charged for toilet paper 5 days out of nine that I wasn't even able to use it. And that's why healthcare costs go up, because insurance pays for things. So healthcare places charge you for things. Another thing that I discovered in that time is that most people who would really benefit from open heart surgery instead get a stent. And there are doctors that specialize in stents. I mean, they can do 50 of them a day. And you know, stents are, you know, they are a, in some cases they have a role, and in other cases they don't necessarily have a role. And somebody getting out there and getting multiple stents, I would say, well, why, you know, are they doing them a favor? Are they just putting off the inevitable? I myself, as horrific as it was, I'm glad that I had open heart surgery. But you know what? This is a big part of the digressing here. Dr. Fliegler is just a very, very frustrated anti-gun advocate. And, well, it tells. You can tell it in his work. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.